This was at Westminster Quaker Meeting House, which is in the West End of London, and a group of around 20 police, some of them armed with tasers, forced entry to the building, searched the building from top to bottom and arrested the six young women, as you've said. And this is obviously extremely disruptive. It's a calm, reflective space. It's used for Quaker meetings for worship, which are held in stillness. It's used by a wide range of community groups. And so this was a real intrusion into a space that's very precious to Quakers.
This wasn't a religious meeting, though.
No, that's right. The building's used by a wide range of community groups that are committed to peace, to equality, to integrity. We believe very strongly that it's important that people can meet and can share their concerns and can, where they feel they need to, that they can act on them.
And this hasn't happened before in a Quaker meeting house, that the police have essentially broken down a door and come and arrested people?
Certainly not in modern times. Back in the 17th century, when being a Quaker was illegal, this sort of thing used to happen a lot. But in modern times, it's the only time we can think of where anything like this has happened. It's really a very extreme example of policing and completely unnecessary.
The Met Police have said that these women were arrested on suspicion of conspiracy to cause a public nuisance amid fears that there was going to be a sit-down protest in the capital. Youth Demand, their group, had stated an intention to shut down London over the coming month. Do you think that is reasonable grounds for the police to intervene in this situation?
Well, it doesn't sound like it to me, because of the situation that we saw was a small group of people attending what was billed as a welcome meeting. And as far as we can see, that was an entirely peaceful event, small group of people sharing their concerns. This is part of a much wider pattern of really quite repressive policing and a suppression of people's right to gather, to share concerns, to express dissent when they feel they have no other option. And I think we have to be really careful not to allow the state to intervene between people and their consciences. These are clearly people who want to bring about a positive change in the world. And why shouldn't they be able to do that? I don't think any of us want to live in a country where police break into a place of worship and take people away who are sharing concerns about really legitimate problems in the world that need to be discussed.
Would you say it would be fair to say this is the equivalent of police breaking into a church hall that had been rented out to a group? Is that a fair equivalence?
Well, Quakers don't really have sacred spaces, but the community of Quakers in Westminster had worked very hard to make something that felt, I think, like a place of sanctuary, a place of safety in the busyness of the West End. And I think many of their building users experience it as a calm, tranquil, reflective space. And so the impact of this really will be that people don't feel as safe there as they're used to. So the fact that it's a place of worship is significant, but it's not the main problem here. The issue is that I think ordinary people now have to worry about whether pretty ordinary activities are being criminalised and may be policed in this kind of repressive way.
We heard in the introduction that last year the group was responsible for spraying the Ministry of Defence with red paint. Three of its activists were found guilty of public order offences in April after a demonstration outside Sir Keir Starmer's home in North London. Some people would say that the police were trying to stop further disruptive direct action in London. We talked a little bit earlier on about, you know, we've seen campaign groups in the past, for example, climbing across the gantries on the M25, bringing the M25 to a halt, causing huge disruption to people's lives, potentially putting people's lives at risk if they're trying to get to a hospital or whatever. What do you think that the police should have done? Because they had a suspicion that these women were planning to bring London to a halt. What would you say the police should have done to if they had these concerns about these women trying to bring London to a standstill?
Well, I think there's two things here. The first is that we have to make sure that people have a proper outlet for their concerns where they feel they're actually being heard. And it's clear when people take these more extreme forms of non-violent protest, and they are still non-violent, that it's because they feel that, that their concerns aren't being heard. And I think we can see that some of the issues that these groups are raising around climate change, around the situation in Israel and Palestine, the government doesn't appear to be hearing their concerns and acting on them. But I also think it's worth saying that, that you know, arresting people preemptively in the way that the police are doing is not going to make these this kind of disruption to people's lives any less likely. We're seeing people here who are following a strong sense of the need to act according to their conscience. And I think it's utterly inappropriate for policing to happen in the way that we've been describing.